Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday the 9th, except it's not actually technically the 9th anymore. It is actually the 10th of March 2011. The reason being is because it's been pretty busy at People Building HQ. We've had some massive stuff going on. Good stuff. I think it's 3 weeks yesterday that Sophie started working with me in the office. Sophie is working as my admin and sales assistant, and is lovely. And if you ever call the office, you will most likely speak to Sophie before you now speak to me, unless she's not there, and then I still have to answer the phone all the same. Since she's been in, we have been very busy promoting the NLP for Kids licensee training program. It has been emailed out for us a few times over, and as a result we have had over 40 application forms come in, hence the tiredness in my voice, and are receiving new application forms every single day. No joke, every single day we get new application forms coming in, which is brilliant. The challenge with it has been time management on my part, because calling all those people and giving them everything that they need to understand in order to really get the value of what's included with NLP for Kids is a challenge. And the calls have been taking somewhere between half an hour and 90 minutes, depending on how much they want to know. So that's been a challenge, and I've been calling lots of different countries. I think I counted 11 different countries that I've spoken to over the last 2 weeks, most of them all in one day, actually. And then the other really exciting thing, which is probably most applicable to you guys, actually, out of everyone that I speak to, is that we have launched a free NLP and hypnotherapy training event called Master Your Mind. And there will be a link coming up on the screen of your generic MP3 player. Couldn't think of the word then. Somewhere a little bit later on during one of the adverts, you'll be able to, if you have a touch screen, touch it and it will take you to the page on the People Building website where you can find out all about the next free event. In fact, the one that we initially promoted was fully booked within 3 days. And the next one for April is almost fully booked, I believe. We may already be running on the standby list. So there will be another one if you can't make the one in April. But the one for March is March the 19th is certainly fully booked already. And it's just a day to come along, see me, have a nice little chat and catch up. And also, really, the main purpose is for me to give you some finer distinction on the skills of NLP and hypnotherapy and how you may be able to use them. So obviously, you know, you're going to be there so that we can start to introduce you to some of the wonderful programs that we offer. But it is actually a whole day of brilliant content at the same time. So if you can make it, we'd love to see you there. Hop on over to the website. There's a page for it if you want to have a little bit more detail, or as I said, click on the link that's coming up a little bit later on during one of the adverts in this very podcast. Now, I have a brilliant article to share with you today. It's called 7 Things That Stop You. If you want to see the written version of this article, it is available already on the People Building website. And just as a heads up, to let you know that it is currently, as I record this right now, 2:13 in the morning. As I said, we've been very busy, and I just had not had a chance to write the newsletter, do the podcast. God love dear Sophie, who actually wrote her first newsletter today. It wasn't the people building one. She wrote the NLP for Kids newsletter, simply because I just couldn't fit it all in and I had to go and see my family. So, as I said, it's really very busy at the moment. And I know that some of you are going to email me and say, Gemma, you shouldn't be working until 2:13 in the morning. And you're absolutely right, I shouldn't be. One day, I will look back on this and go, goodness me, you know, those days, oh, what was I like? Whilst I sit in my ivory tower somewhere. I'm sure it won't be that way. As you know, I do like to work hard because I believe that I believe it's all going to be worthwhile. And I'm very excited about these free events. I'm very excited about all these NLP for Kids application forms. I'm equally excited about speaking at the NLP coaching conference, which is on the 26th and 27th of March. Held by Dan Bradbury. If you are attending, I will be there speaking about NLP for Kids, and I believe I'm speaking on the Saturday afternoon. So do come and find me, come and say hello, and come and support me when I do my little public speaking bit. I have every reason to be excellent in my presentation because last week I was coaching on a public speaking course and giving others brilliant feedback about how their presentations could be done better. And some of the people on that course are pretty well-known speakers already. I could say their names and you would know who I was talking about. So it was an honor and a privilege to be coaching those people. And now it's kind of like the pressure's on because I've given some of those people my feedback and some of them will be speaking on Dan's stage too. I now have to sort of almost put my money where my mouth is, but, you know, in a different metaphorical sense, I now have to sort of perform to the standards that I was expecting from them. So exciting times ahead. Now, I do realise I have just waffled through the first 8 minutes of our podcast, just generally giving you a little catch up on my life, really, because I don't get to do that much these days with the podcast. Now it's all just kind of crack on with it and do it before the music kicks in. So here's what we're going to do. I am going to talk for the next 25 seconds or so. Then we'll have the advert, and that will be just the regular advert for your 6 CDs for the People Building Members Club. When we come back, we will focus on our topic for today, which is the 7 things that stop you. And it will be during the break after that that you will be able to find out more about our free hypnotherapy and NLP training event. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. And so let us crack on with the topic for today, the 7 things that stop you. And Because it's now 2:18 in the morning, I hope you don't mind, but I'm actually going to put on some background music with this today, simply to make sure that I keep myself awake and focused. And with any luck, if I speak in time with the music, then it might keep me up to a regular awakened speed. So this probably won't be everybody's cup of tea, and I'm sure that somebody somewhere will moan about it at some stage, either now or in the future. However, tough. I've just got some, as you know, I got a Mac last year, if if you wasn't aware, and it's got some lovely little loops in there, musical loops, and I never really get to use them anymore for the podcast. So I'm just going to throw one in, and we can overlay it onto our topic for today, and you never know, it might make things a little bit more jolly. So, seven things that stop you. And I am literally going to go through the list of the seven things, give you some finer distinctions as we go along, and then, of course, if you want to look at the full written version of the article, you can go to the People Building website to find it. All the W's dot peoplebuilding.co.uk. And if you are listening to this podcast on time, then you'll see that article on the homepage of the website. If you are listening to the article, if you're listening to the podcast several weeks later, months or years even, then you will be able to find the article in the archive. So just go to the article section and you will be able to find it there. So the seven things that stop you, thing number one, you tell yourself you do not have enough. Something, fill in the gap. Now that gap could be time, money, could be support or intellect or skill. You get the idea. A very talented speaker, in fact, the one that I was doing my public speaking coaching with just last week, he once said to an audience of 6,000 people, if you suddenly had to find an extra £10,000, and it may have been more that he'd said, but just to give you the example here, in the next 2 weeks, could you do it? And most of the audience, you know, said no or just didn't really respond because they were thinking no. Then he asked them, could you find it? I told you I'm tired, I can't even speak anymore now. Could you find it if not getting that money meant that you would die? Or that one of your children would die. And of course, the response was suddenly very different from that audience. So it's not the thing that fits in the gap of why you can't do it, what you haven't got enough of, that's actually stopping you. It's the fact that you believe the excuse is true. So stop telling yourself this rubbish. Your real truth is that you can do and be better than that. That same person once told me the difference between successful people and failures, and you should know the answer to this by now, guys, because I've said this several times, is that successful people do not believe their own excuses. It's not that they don't have them, they just choose not to believe them. So, thing number two that will stop you. You do not focus for long enough. You flip from one idea to the next without giving them enough time to grow and develop. In fact, in the movie The Secret, there's a scene where there's a little seed that's just about to burst through the soil. And they say something along the lines of, you give up right at the point when it's about to come up through that soil and it therefore never grows. And obviously, there's been some confusion around what the message is that's really coming through from the film The Secret, and how to really get what you want in life. But this is a good metaphor. If you give up on your hopes and dreams because they didn't reward you quickly enough, you will find yourself consistently looking for the next best thing. I know people who do this. But if you want it badly enough, it is worth nurturing and waiting for. Number three of the seven things that will stop you. you give your power to others. It surprises me that there are so many smart, intelligent people in life who seem to have everything sorted but one area of their life, which is not causing them the happiness that they desire. For example, they may have a successful job, but be totally unfulfilled in their relationship and be reluctant to do anything about it in the hope that the other person will instead. Hence, giving your power to others. Giving your power to others and having them make decisions for you will ultimately prevent you from stretching and growing yourself. Failure to grow will hold you back from having what you really want. You are a powerful, beautiful thing. Embrace that and start taking control of your life. All of it. Number 4 of the 7 things that will stop you. You blame others. Again, we have something outside of ourselves as the cause of what is stopping you doing what you should, could, and want to do with your life. It's easy to justify other people as the reason why we are prevented from doing what we want to do. Be it parents from childhood, bank managers who won't give us overdrafts, or bosses that don't listen. We can easily believe that they have some sort of magical influence on our lives that holds us back. But you and I know the real truth. That we are here for just a fraction of all our time on this beautiful planet, and your life is your own to do as you please with it. But you had wasted precious time. So now is the time to fully begin to live your life without letting others get in the way. Number 5 of the 7 things that will prevent you and stop you from living the life you want. You don't believe it should be easy. You operate from the philosophy that life is hard. As such, that is the experience you repeatedly create. There may be problems that stop you from getting what you want or from going where you want to go. These problems may appear to be very real. But, of course, they are all made up. They're totally fictional and they are made up of your perception of them, and your fear of them is the thing that gives them energy and keeps them alive. When you say, whatever, or bring it on to your problems, it causes those problems to begin to behave differently. If you can continuously do something differently, eventually it becomes easy. Perhaps you could continuously live your life differently until your perception shows you that life can be easy. It really can. Number 6 of our 7 things that will stop you. You lost your faith. This doesn't mean religious faith, though it could. But knowing that you are loved, cared for, and that something greater than yourself is watching over you and guiding you in the right direction can make all the setbacks a little easier to take and the rainy days a little easier to tolerate. You absolutely should believe in, if nothing else, your own ability to do in life whatever it is you want to do. And last of all, number 7, you just don't want it badly enough. Because if you did, you'd never give up.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
Okay, it's now that point in the show where it is time for you to get yourself comfortably relaxed. And you shouldn't listen to this section of the show if you're currently driving or operating any machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. So just rest comfortably there now. And begin to pay attention to your breathing. Slow, deep, relaxing breaths. Knowing that you can trust your unconscious to totally, easily, and automatically command that breathing. So that you can do it without even having to think about how to do it. It just happens easily and naturally, letting go. It's simple to find that you can. Doing many more things than you were aware of your ability to do. Becoming much more aware of your ability to persevere in a relaxed and easy way. And you might not notice how or when you developed this ability. Might not be immediately clear to you, and that's okay. Just know that you have the ability to do whatever you want to do right now, allowing that relaxation to happen. Comfortably, naturally, and easily, drifting into a wonderfully relaxing sleep, a state of rest and comfort. Knowing that you can, you will achieve anything in life you wish to, because your mind is focused and finely tuned. Your thoughts and language are positive. And you know exactly what is required in order to become successful. Every day you're learning more about yourself and your abilities. And you're also learning that it can be easy. That you can make things happen in a comfortably calm and relaxed way. Now, I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1. And when I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So starting now at 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2 and 1 with eyes open now, bright and breezy and wide, wide awake. So, lovely. Thank you for tuning in, everybody, and listening to me chatting away in the wee small hours. Our next podcast will be on Wednesday. Hopefully it will arrive on the Wednesday. The 22nd? 23rd of March, 2011. Very much look forward to speaking to you then. Bye for now.